This is Dakota Datebook for June 30th. In honor of June being National Adopt-a-Cat Month, we're going to share a few stories today of our furry friends from years past. In 1908, a man of domestic habits wondered if all cats liked flowers. His wife's cat curled his tail each time he sniffed their scent. Even more curious, the cat's taste in blooms matched his mistress's, a fact she often used to convince her husband to buy the more expensive flowers. In the early 1920s, Nancy Hendrickson took up photography while caring for her ailing mother. Showing patience and skill, she mostly photographed her pet cats dressed and posed as humans. One cat flew in a rocket. Another scrubbed clothes on a washboard. Others typed on a typewriter, won boxing matches, or played the piano. Nancy turned this quirky hobby into a successful career, winning awards, getting published in national newspapers, and selling postcards. As one writer put it, during the hard times, her cats were her breadwinners. In 1924, Sam Brand wanted 20 to 30 cats for rat catching. His newspaper ad read, "This is a chance for boys to get a little spending money. Bring me your spare cats." By the late 1950s, Bismarck Airport had its own feline welcoming committee. When planes landed, the cats would scamper up the ramp to greet passengers, then head straight to the gallery for cream from the stewardesses. Amiable old Tom got scolded for heading to the cream too quickly. Coy Singapore Susie was pampered in a first-class seat, complete with an airline bib. Energetic Dynamite once hitched a ride all the way to Jamestown. Travelers loved them, and the airport got letters to prove it. In the 1970s, Carolyn Johnson of Burlington ran her own cattery, breeding and showing Himalayan cats, including Sam Sin, a four-time national champion. In the 1980s, the Dawsons went even further, raising bobcats and bob kittens. The feisty kittens had to be fed 5 to 6 times a day, but they were seen as an alluring business prospect. In the 1990s, Leo liked working in flower beds. Cat spent hours watching butterflies, Orson B. Welles took naps, and Newcombs liked lounging on top of the fridge. Whether for companionship, business, shows, rat catching, or laughs, North Dakota cats have always held their own. So, why not adopt a cat and continue the tradition? Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Cody Goring. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.